Shalom Kavarim, this is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and welcome to another Daily Devar audio broadcast. Today I want to encourage you to live without fear, because the Lord Himself has called you by name. The Holy Spirit speaks to the heart of faith. Al tira ki ga'altiha. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. Karati v'shimcha. I have called you by name. Li ata. To me you belong, or you belong to me. That's Isaiah 43, verse 1. God has personally redeemed you, friend. He calls you by name, and you belong to Him. The Lord loves you be'ahavat olam, with an everlasting love, and draws you close. As it says in Jeremiah 31:3, Be'ahavat olam ahavtich, with the love of eternity I have loved you. Al ken meshachtich chasid, so therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness. That's the Hebrew for Jeremiah 31:3. And by the way, you can download a free study card on this great verse from the Hebrew for Christians website. The Lord will never leave nor forsake you, even if you face waters that seem to overwhelm you or fires that seem to devour. As it says in Isaiah 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, itecha ani, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Likewise, we read, al tira mipachad pitom, be not afraid of sudden terror, umishoat reshim ki tavo, nor of the destruction of the wicked when it comes, ki Adonai yigeh vechislecha, for the Lord will be your confidence, v'shamar reglacha milached, and He shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap. That's Proverbs 3:25-26. The will of your Heavenly Father will never lead you to a place where His love will not there sustain you. Worry, then, is a place of exile and pain. Or, as I've said elsewhere, worry is practicing the absence of God rather than practicing His presence. We're commanded, al tira, fear not, because fear was behind the original sin in the garden, just as mistrust lies behind our own hiding and self-imposed exile from God. The sages have said that fear is a form of unbelief and it's forbidden, although there's one exception to that, and that is fear of the Lord. So we should be afraid if we have no fear of the Lord within our hearts, but otherwise we're to fear no man, no thing, no state of the world or any other circumstance. Because we are made in the image of God and have the voice of conscience present within us, however, sin is always a form of cowardice. It always testifies against us and makes us shrink back. Sin expresses a heart of fear, and the way to healing is to courageously turn back to God despite the mistakes we've made in our lives and our shameful past. We can trust God's love for us because of the cross of our Lord Yeshua. If we haven't received God's love and acceptance, we're still enslaved to fear and abide in a state of exile. And the love of God casts out our fear because it casts out all our sins, as it says in 1 John 4:18. It's written, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Now, as I've mentioned before, the Greek word for sound mind means safe because of the restraining influence of the Spirit of God. Therefore, if you sense fearful oppression within your heart, turn to the Lord and offer Him focused praise. Lift up your soul to Him and thank Him for your trouble. This has the double benefit of confessing your trust in God's care, as well as vexing the enemy of your soul. Come boldly to the throne of grace to find your help. Cast all your anxiety on Him, for He cares for you, as it says in 1 Peter 5:7. The name of the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, means presence. Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, the great I Am, mentioned in Exodus 3:14, as well as love, as revealed in Exodus 34, verse 6, the Lord, El Rachum, God of mercy, Vechanun, and grace, Erech Apayim, slow to anger, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, and full of love and truth. Because the Lord is always with us and He's full of love, He is the faithful God, He's the promise-keeping God. His word is not contingent on things of this world and time, but are secure. The promises of God are secure because of His faithful presence and love. So God revealed to Moses that His name means that He's present in every moment, past, present, and future. That's what yud heh vav heh really means. It's based on the verb hayah, to be. So the name for God, yud heh vav heh, is shorthand for I am with you always. It's ani tamid itcha. There's no moment, just as there's no place, where God is not there for you. This includes times of testing, of course, and darkness, and even death itself. The Lord your God will not abandon you, even when he seems hidden or powerless or unwilling to intervene. Faith sees the invisible. It receives God as always present. It's the substance of our hope of eternal healing and eternal life. Elohim lanu makseva oz. God is a refuge and strength for us. Ezra v'tzarot nimsa meod. He is a very present help in trouble. Al ken lo nira b'chamir aretz. Therefore we will not fear though the earth gives way. Uvemot harim belev yamim. And the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. That's Psalm 46, 1 and 2. Yeshua said, I go to prepare a place for you, which means that his presence and love are waiting for you in whatever lies ahead. Look at John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Again, to worry is to practice the absence of God instead of practicing his presence. Trust the word of the Holy Spirit, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for healing peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's Jeremiah 29:11. Take comfort that your heavenly Father sees when the sparrow falls. He arrays the flower in its hidden valley, and he calls each star by name. More importantly, the Lord sees you and understands your struggle with fear. So come to him in your needy heart and trust him to deliver you from the burdens of your soul. Hear the words of Yeshua. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am humble and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That's Matthew 11:28-30. Yeshua calls you by name. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. That's John 15:16. Therefore, remember the verse that opened this podcast. Al tira ki ge'alticha, karati v'shimcha li'ata. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You're mine. God has personally redeemed you, friend. He calls you by name. You belong to him. He knows you with an everlasting love. He calls you to draw close. So may you draw close to him now. Amen. So, Father, I cry out to you in the name of your Son, Yeshua. I ask that you hear our prayer. We want life. We want to be full of confidence in your love for us. We know that you love us, be'avat olam, with everlasting love. So help us to draw near to you, Lord. Help us to receive your love, whatever might be precluding or obstructing that receptivity in our hearts. Please take it away. Take away all blockage of heart. Give us circumcised hearts, soft hearts, hearts that are awake and alive to you. Just breathe your spirit upon us. And help us to live. Help us to draw close to you, God. There's so little time left in our lives. So please, while there is still opportunity, while it is today, please help us draw near to you and know your heart and love and be your people. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, I pray. In Yeshua's name, thank you for hearing us. Amen, amen. Information, visit us at www.hebrewforchristians.com or Google Learn Hebrew Free.